Hi there. Today, let's discover how conjunctions bring sentences together, enhancing the flow of your English speech and your writing. In our Spotify polls, you tell us that you like grammar podcasts. So I thought we could kick off the new year together with some good old-fashioned grammar learning. Today, we're having a look at conjunctions and how to use them, and at the particular meanings that they add when we use them to join sentences. Conjunctions help with your fluency when you use them, and they add nuance, extra meaning too. So I'm going to talk about the use of some simple conjunctions that you'll probably know and that are used in English conversations all the time. But also, do you want to boost your English writing skills? If you stick around for the second half of this podcast, I'll also cover some more advanced conjunctions, ones that you're more likely to meet in written English. And as usual, I'll give you lots of examples along the way. So plenty of value for English language learners in this podcast. Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Do you enjoy our grammar podcasts? If you find them helpful, we've got plenty more of them for you to explore on our website, adeptenglish.com. And whatever platform you listen to Adept English on, you'll find plenty of grammar podcasts. And also, don't forget to subscribe. It means you don't miss any podcasts, and you're helping Adept English to reach more listeners like you. The more subscribers we have, the more people get to know about Adept English. Thank you for helping us in this way. So are you ready to dive into conjunctions with me today? Conjunctions are words which join sentences together and which help both your written and your spoken English to make more sense and to sound more fluent. So that's conjunction, C-O-N-J-U-N-C-T-I-O-N. That's its grammatical name. So first of all, let's go through some simple conjunctions. See if you've heard these in everyday English conversations. Then I'll talk about some conjunctions which tend to be used more in the written context, in written English. Though you can say them as well, of course. Often in written English, like an essay or a newspaper article, conjunctions are used a lot because you're developing an argument. You're developing a line of thought. You're combining several sets of ideas, in other words. Conjunctions are important and necessary so that your ideas and your meaning flow and your English is more understandable. Let's start with some simple conjunctions. Are these familiar to you? And, because, while, after, so, until, but. I'll give you an example of each. Number one, dogs come in all sizes, and there's a big difference between the largest and the smallest. So the and in that sentence just joins together two sentences. It doesn't really add any meaning. Number two, the weather is better because we are further south. So here the conjunction because adds more meaning. It's saying that the reason the weather is better is because we're further south. So because is used when we're talking about cause and effect. Number three, something I might say to my son, you can play games on your computer after you've completed your homework. Here the conjunction after joins the two sentences, but it links them in time. Homework first, gaming after. That's pretty clear. So it does add, again, extra meaning, this conjunction after. Number four, I like to drink coffee while writing the podcast. So the word while is being used as a conjunction here. It's also a preposition, of course, and it gives more meaning. It tells you that the coffee drinking and the podcast writing are happening at the same time. Number five, I drove my car slowly so I wouldn't skid in the snow. Here, the word so is used as a conjunction and it's indicating the intention, the reason behind an action. So I drove slowly so that I didn't skid. I didn't want to slip in the snow, in other words. Number 6, I can't make an appointment until I've returned from my holiday. Here again, until is used as a conjunction and it tells you that one action is going to follow the other in time. The appointment making won't happen until I'm back from my holiday. So again, it's giving you more information. It's conditional. It's a bit like if and unless, which are also conjunctions. There are conditions, things that must happen first. Number 7, you might think of a tomato as a vegetable, but it's actually a fruit. So here the word but is the conjunction, and but as a conjunction shows that another idea is coming that potentially contradicts the first. It contrasts with the first part of the sentence. So this kind of conjunction like but is useful when you're building up an argument or a set of ideas. This, but also that as well. Okay, so those were some basic examples of conjunctions. Were they familiar to you? I presume they were. So now, how about some conjunctions that are used more in written English? You do hear them spoken, of course, but they're useful to you in written English. So for those of you who need to write essays, these conjunctions are useful when you're trying to develop an argument or put together a set of ideas. So the ones I'm going to cover are, however, nevertheless, although, on the other hand, since, and in addition. So all of these words can be used as conjunctions which join two sentences. But note also, most of them can be used on their own, and they might be at the beginning of a sentence, so they're perhaps relating to the previous idea that was spoken about or written about in the previous sentence. So however is used in a couple of ways. However can be at the start of a sentence, and it indicates that the idea you're about to talk about contrasts with what you've just said. So it might be a different side of the argument. And of course, however can be a conjunction joining two sentences. So an example might be, cats make good pets. However, their personalities vary a great deal. So this, however, moderates the statement that cats make good pets, suggesting there's more to it. It's more complex. They're all a bit different, which is true, I think. And of course, you could make this two sentences. Cats make good pets, full stop. However, their personalities vary a great deal. Still the same sense there. The other way we use the word however, an example, you still need to revise for your exams, however intelligent you are. So this use of however is as an adverb, and it's telling you the first part of the sentence is true, even if you're intelligent, despite your intelligence. So again, two contrasting ideas, even if and despite are also conjunctions, a bit like however. Two aspects, two contrasting aspects of a situation are being talked about here. Another example of this use of however, we still have enough food, however hungry you are. Okay, what about although, nevertheless, and on the other hand? They're all a bit similar. Although, you might use it, although this first fact is true, this second fact, which contrasts with the first fact, is also true. So an example might be, although I've saved up a lot of money, house prices have risen. And you could reverse the order there. House prices have risen, although I've saved up a lot of money. Meaning is the same. So I've saved up money, good, but house prices have risen, bad. So two contrasting ideas joined with an although. You could say instead here, I've saved up a lot of money, nevertheless, house prices have risen. Or, I've saved up a lot of money, on the other hand, house prices have risen. The meaning is very similar. The last couple of conjunctions, since and in addition. Well, the first one, since, S-I-N-C-E, is a little bit like because in its meaning when you're using it as a conjunction. We're talking again about cause and effect. Since you're shouting at me, I'm going to walk away. So I'm giving a reason for my action. I'm going to walk away. I'm doing it since you're shouting at me. Or I could say because you're shouting at me. Notice the order. Since you're shouting at me, I'm going to walk away. The conjunction is again at the beginning of the sentence, but you could reverse it and say, I'm going to walk away since you're shouting at me, meaning is exactly the same. Another example of this conjunction since as a cause and effect conjunction, since his job doesn't pay very much, he has to live with his father. Notice the word as would do just as well here. As his job doesn't pay very much, he has to live with his father. So if you can substitute as for since and the meaning doesn't change, then since is being used as a conjunction. The more common use of the word since is as a preposition, of course, and you may have met it like this. It's used where there's been time passed. So a couple of examples of time-related since as a preposition. Since I left my last job, I've been working freelance. Or it's been 6 months since I've been to that shop. Lastly, the conjunction in addition. So yes, conjunctions can sometimes be expressions, more than one word. And in addition is working in the opposite way to however and nevertheless and on the other hand. If you hear the conjunction in addition, it means the speaker or the writer is about to give more reasons for the same argument they just made. They're going to say more things that support the ideas they've just expressed. So house prices have risen. In addition, fuel costs have gone up too. On top of that, fuel costs have risen too. Another way of saying in addition, furthermore. That's another conjunction that you could use. You're unlikely to say that, but you could put it in written English. Other examples of conjunctions that are more than one word? Even if. Provided that, rather than, just in case. Those may be good examples for you to look up yourself if you don't know them. We'd love to hear from you. Did you find this lesson useful? Was there something new in it for you? Or did you know it all already? Please share your thoughts and your feedback with us. We'd love to hear from you. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.